朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
那个基督徒每一次的问安都是非常宝贵的啊。
It's very precious how we greet one another as Christians.
不仅仅发自我们内心里面真实的爱，我们彼此问候。
Not only does it come from our hearts as we greet one another,
也是出于我们的信心啊。
But it comes from faith.
彼此祝福。
And we bless one another.
因为我们知道我们的神是一位赐平安的主。
Because we know that our God is the Lord who gives peace.
同样，我们也是对仇敌的一个宣告。
And we also proclaim before our enemies.
虽然我们在这世上有苦难。
Though we have tribulation in the world.
可是在主里面我们永远有平安啊。
But in the Lord forever we have peace.
这个平安是世界不能给我们的。
But it's a peace that this world cannot give.
同样这个平安是世界夺不去的。
At the same time, this peace the world cannot take away.
我回来非常高兴，听说今天有几位福音朋友第一次来到教会里面。
And I heard that there are many gospel friends that are here at church for the very first time.
我们实在不是向你们传教。
And I am not...merely preaching to you.
实在希望把这位宇宙的主宰，这么伟大的神，爱我们的主，介绍给你们。
And we want to introduce to you the sovereign Lord, this awesome God, unto you.
我们都在他的里面得到了永远的生命。
For in him we have obtained eternal life.
享受了真实的平安和喜乐。
And enjoy this true peace and true joy.
我想在我今天的信息之前，前面有两件重要的事情。
And before the message today, there are a couple important announcements.
那第一件事情，我想今天在这个神家消息，我们看见会所。
And the very first thing in your bulletin, we can all see that our old facility has been sold.
So we 整个教会奉献的款从200多万跨到了400多万了。
And we leaped from over 2 million to a little over $4 million.
我们为了这件事情感谢神。我们以前说每100万我们就要献上感谢。
And we thank the Lord. We said every increase we give offering of thanks unto God.
所以等一下我们一起为了这件事情，我们有个感恩的祷告。
And for this event, we want to give the Lord praise.
但是第二件事情呢，也是一件非常非常重要的挑战在我们的面前。
And the second thing is a great challenge that has been placed before us.
从我这次出外之前的前一天就听说。这个 seller 那边他们可能已经得到了一些有人要来买这块地啊。
The day before I went on my trip, I heard that the seller has got some offers for the facility that we were interested in.
因为我们在外面服事是一场属灵的征战，我们只是在祷告中纪念，但是实际情形怎么样我们都不知道。
And because we're serving on the field, it is a spiritual battle. All we can do is just be mindful in our prayer, but we do not know what the actual condition is.
那回来之后，刚过的星期三晚上，我们长职同工们。我们一起有一个很长时间4个小时的祷告跟寻求。
And immediately upon our return this past Wednesday, all the deacons and all the elders, we all got together and had a prolonged period of seeking the Lord.
我们有非常敞开也真实的交通和祷告。
A very open fellowship and a very sincere prayer.
然后我们在主的面前做了一件照人来看是不合常理的事。
And we're doing something that by the logics according to men, it just doesn't make sense.
但是因为是信心，是出于信心，所以在主的面前，我们知道在神没有难成的事。
But because it is by faith, we know that with God, everything is possible.
所以我们一致决定提出教会的这个 offer, 就是我们的买卖的决定，然后。不管市政府同不同意，我们先买下来。
And so we decided to submit an offer to the buyer before we got the approval from the city for the permission of conditional use.
因为从前我们是希望等到市政府答应了。许可了我们才出钱买这块地。
And in time past, we were wished that the city would approve and give us the permit for the usage of the facility before we actually go into purchase.
但是主现在把我们带到一个地步，要叫我们真正凭着信心，而不是凭着手中的把握。
But we are led to the place where the Lord says, you really have to go by faith now, not by the certainty of your hands.
当初神给我们应许的时候，是叫我们立刻上去得那地为业，因为我们主能得胜。
And at the time when we were seeking the Lord, the word of the Lord was go immediately and go take the land for you. you are more than able to overcome.
神体恤我们信心的软弱，我们这么长时间没有上去啊。
The Lord understand the weakness of our faith, and for a prolonged period, we did not move forward.
因为照常理判断，我们总是先希望得到市政府的许可。
Of course, on regular circumstances, we would like the city giving us their approval first.
但是现在环境已经带到一个地步，就是对方已经有手中有好几个可能有兴趣要来买的人。
But the circumstances lead us to the point where the seller has many, many offers and many interested parties.
而且已经有两个正在彼此 counter offer 之中啊。
And two particular company are trying to counter offer one another.
那他们提的条件远远好过我们当初所提的条件。
And their offer surpasses what we were going to give.
所以我们在主的面前祷告，我们就决定凭着信心，整个教会跨出这一步来。
So we pray together, and by faith, we want to take this step as a church.
那弟兄姊妹，这个真的是需要我们一起在主的面前，主把一个真实的信心放在我们里面啊。
Brothers and sisters, we need the true faith from the Lord that is placed within each and every one of our hearts.
那我们非常感谢主，就是在礼拜三晚上我们。
And is that at Wednesday night after we all came together and we prayed and we were of one accord?
那礼拜五，这个对方就来通知我们，希望我们在明天，就是礼拜一，三月七号以前，我们教会一定要提出我们的这个买卖的意愿跟条件，不然的话，他们就要卖给别人了。
And so Friday we got the notice from the seller that by Monday, which is March 7th, tomorrow, if you're still interested, please submit an offer, or else they're going to consider the other buyers.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们现在底下面临的非常直接的三个很大的挑战。
So brother and sister, we face something that is very immediate. Some of these three challenges that we're going to face.
那第一个挑战。
The very first one.
就是对方的卖价已经从700万提高到780万。
And that the selling price is raised from $7 million to $7.8 million.
而他手中已经拿到的、已经握有的其他的买主，他们的价格都是700好几十万的啊。
And the offers that they have received, that the seller has received, are above $7 million.
那我们提出来的，我们仍然凭信心提出700万。
And by faith, we're still going to just offer $7 million.
我们没有任何的地方足以吸引他，让他卖给我们。
We don't have any areas of attraction in this offer for him to be willing to sell it to us.
那我们唯一的把握是我们凭信心来向神祷告。
Our only certainty is that by faith we pray unto God.
那弟兄姊妹，我们明天提出来的是700万，我们不知道卖方愿不愿意卖给我们啊。
So Brunson's our offer would be $7 million. We do not know if the seller would be willing to consider.
所以我们在主面前必须要有一个真实的信心，我们是从神手中接过，不是从 seller 的手中接过。
So we must truly believe that this property we are inheriting it from the Lord, not from just mere men.
那第二件很直接的挑战。
And the second challenge is very immediate.
就是我们自己教会，我们过去这一段时间奉献出来的将近是300万。
In the past period when we have consolidated our offering, we reach around $3 million.
那卖会所得到的这123万，我们本来是准备将来要来 remodel 改建会所的场地，成为聚会的用处。
And the $1.2 million that we sold the old property for, we were considering using that fund for the remodeling of the new facility.
但是我们长子们交通以后，觉得在目前我们先挪用它，为了成为买会所的基金，我们将来继续再奉献整修会所的基金。
But between the fellowship among the leaders, we felt that that should be the money that is used as the purchase, and then we will pray and we will seek offering for the remodeling thereafter.
所以现在我们一共手中的款项有420万左右。
So we have about $4.2 million in our hands.
我们还差280万。
We're still short of $2.8 million.
那弟兄姊妹，我们必须在未来的40天到60天里面。我们要祷告，要奉献出280万。
Within the next 40 to 60 days, we need to pray and we need to offer of this $2.8 million.
你问我钱在哪里
？You ask me where's the money coming from?
我告诉你，钱到处都是，只是不是我们的。
The money is everywhere, but it's not ours.
所以我们要祷告。
So we need to pray.
我们求神。让我们自己在主的面前甘心尽心的奉献。
That we be willing and offer what we can before the Lord.
然后我们可以坦然无惧地向我们的神举手。
And then we'll lift up our hands and cry out to the Lord.
还要震动万国，让万国的珍宝都运来。
He will shake the nations that the wealth of the nation will come and be shipped to us.
因为主说，金子是我的，银子也是我的。
Because the Lord said, the gold is mine, so are the silver.
弟兄姊妹，这一切都是神的。
All these belong to God.
只要我们真正信心里面。
So as long as we move within faith.
只要我们真正在主的面前讨神喜悦，尽了我们当尽的本分。
If we truly please God and done what we can.
不管差多少钱，我们的神都会负责。
It doesn't matter what the deficit is, God will be responsible.
你真问我钱从哪里来，我告诉你，我真的不知道。
You ask me, brother, you, where's the money coming from? I'm telling you, I really don't know.
但是你再问我的话，我真的知道，因为都在神那里。
And if you ask me again, then I say I really know because they're all from God's hand.
我们天上的爸爸最有钱了。
Our Father in heaven, He is the wealthiest.
万有都是他的。
All creation are His.
但是我们需要凭信心祷告。
But by faith, we have to pray.
我们也要真正在主面前过我们该过的奉献关。
And we really need to overcome the offering of sacrifice that is before us.
弟兄姊妹，我还是要说，机会不多了，过去就过去了。
And brothers and sisters, I still want to say to everyone, our opportunity are not many; they will pass.
我们希望一起在主的面前，大家好好的祷告，一同来过这一关。
And let's all of us come before the Lord and pray.And let's move through this gate together.
那也许有的弟兄姊妹讲说，为什么要被逼得这么紧，40天到60天
？And some brothers and sisters would say, why do we confine ourselves to such a short time, 40 to 60 days?
第一个，其他两个现在提出来要买的，他们都是30天到45天之内，他们会付清所有的款项。
The other potential buyers, the interested parties, all of their offering are saying within 30 to 45 days they will pay off the asking price.
所以卖主当然是挑越短的越好。
So the seller by nature would choose the shortest period.
但是我们还是照着主在给我们的负担，我们提出来的是40天到60天。
And by the burden of the Lord, we will say 40 to 60 days.
我们不跟别人比较。
And we're not comparing with other buyers.
我们只是衡量我们自己在主面前的度量和时间。
We gauge our capacity and our time before the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，也许会觉得40天到60天太紧了。
And everybody probably would feel that this is too tight.
的确是很紧。
It is very tight.
但是弟兄姊妹，请你们记得。
But brothers and sisters, I ask you to please remember.
去年九月初，我们就已经跟对方达成协议了。
Last year, early September, we already went in a contract with the seller.
所以从九月八号以后，每拖一个月，我们本来应该是要给40000块利息钱的。
And since September 8th, every month thereafter, we're supposed to pay up $40,000.
所以神借的一件特别的事情，也许看见我们的预备还不够好。
And by a special circumstance, perhaps we're not ready yet.
神用一个很奇妙的方法让这个 contract 契约一下子失效了。
And by a very miraculous moving of the Lord, this contract was made null.
多延长了半年的时间给我们。
And extended 6 months for us.
让我们省下了这么多钱的利息钱。
And that we saved up all these interest that we were supposed to pay.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天教会不是被迫采取行动啊。
And brothers and sisters, we are not forced to move right now.
我们今天只是在神面前，就像神对约书亚说了以后，约书亚说：“你们单言不去得这地，要到几时呢？”
And as the Lord spoke to Joshua in time past, how long will you linger? How long would you wait to go and claim the inheritance?
我一点不觉得是环境在这里逼我们。
I do not feel that it is circumstances that is pushing us and forcing us.
我觉得是神的怜悯已经单言已经等。
But it is that the mercies of God has been prolonged and prolonged.
神的命令是立刻上去。
God's command was to go now, immediately.
我们已经拖了这么长的时间。
We have delayed some time.
所以弟兄姊妹，在未来的40天甚至到60天里面
，Brothers and sisters, in the coming 40 to 60 days,
我们需要全教会好好为这件事情祷告。
We need the entire church to pray for this.
你如果不知道24100，你要祷告什么？现在太多事情可以祷告了。
And if you don't know what to pray for in this 24100 prayer movement.You know what to pray for now.
在圣经里面，四十是一个受试炼的日子。
And in the Bible, the number 40 represents a time of trial.
主耶稣也在40天里面禁食祷告。
Jesus in 40 days fasted and prayed.
弟兄姊妹，当我们 contract 拿到以后，我们真巴不得我们也在主的面前起来一起禁食祷告。
Brothers and sisters, when we get the whole of the contract, may we all rise up and pray.
我们要看见神的旨意通行在这块地上。
We will know that the will of God would be established upon this land.
我们要看，我们不仅仅在这里唱说。在他没有难成的事。
Not only do we sing that with him everything is possible.
我们要向人宣告做见证，我们所信的神是真神。
We'll proclaim to people that the God whom we believe in is the true God.
他不仅仅是 Almighty God， 是一个全能的神，在他没有难成的事。
He's not merely an Almighty God that with him nothing is impossible.
他也是一个 All Sufficient God， 一个全有全足全丰的神。
And he is also the All Sufficient God.
当我们真来到山上献祭的时候
，And we truly come to the mountain offer unto him. to him.
在耶和华的山上必有预备。
On the mount of the Lord there would be full supply.
我们所有需要的神要在我们完全奉献的里面神来付我们的需要。
And all of our needs, God will be responsible for them.
亚伯拉罕把他心爱的献上以后神付他所有的责任。
Abraham offered up his beloved and God was completely responsible for him.
弟兄姊妹今天的关键就在于我们在主面前我们是如何啊。
Brothers and sisters, the key point is what is our attitude before the Lord.
那第三个挑战。
And the third challenge.
是我们进到 city 以后我们要得到 CPU 的挑战。
And when we enter into the city, we still need the usage permit that is going to be given by the city.
弟兄姊妹巨人要一个一个下来了啊。
Brothers and sisters, giants are going to fall one by one.
我也很感谢主我真的是巴不得主缩短我们受试炼的日子。
And I really pray that the Lord will shorten the times of trials for us.
我们希望在40天里面甚至最多到60天里面第一个巨人跟第二个巨人能够应声倒下。
And within these 40 to 60 day period, that at least the first and the second giant would fall.
让我们能够拿到这个 contract.
That we would lay hold of this contract.
让我们能够预备好足够的款项。
That we may have sufficient funds.
然后我们把我们所有的力量集中在最后的一战。
Then all of our strength is focused on the last stage.
就让我们欢欢喜喜的来承受那地为业。
Then rejoicing, we will enter into our inheritance.
神说他要用他的荣耀充满全地。
The Lord said he will fill the whole earth with his glory.
弟兄姊妹我们要一起起来啊。
So let's all rise up together.
所以我们今天为什么分组大家做呢？
Is this reason why we're breaking into our small groups?
等一下会后我们要一起为这件事情祷告。
Because after the meeting, we're going to pray together in your small groups.
然后我们一起在主的面前擘饼来纪念主。
Then we're going to come and break bread and partake of the cup together and remember the Lord.
当我们吃着饼喝着杯的时候。
When we eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
我们知道主连他的命都为我们舍了。
We know that the Lord has even forsook his own life.
他没有留下一样好处不给我们。
He did not withhold one good thing from us.
那我们一起来经历也来见证我们所信的是谁。
That we may experience together and testify of whom we have believed.
我们一起低头，我们有个祷告。
Let's all bow and have a word of prayer.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
主，我们不仅仅风闻有你，我们亲自知道我们所信的是谁。
And not only have we heard of you, but we know for ourselves who you are.
我们谢谢你把我们带到一个人没有办法走下去的一个局面。
And we thank you for taking us to the place that man cannot proceed any further.
人的尽头永远是神的起头。
And the ends of men is the beginning of God.
在人不能，在神却凡事都能。
It is impossible with man, but all things are possible with God.
主啊，提升教会的信心。
So Lord, I ask you to raise up our faith.
虽然约旦河的水漫过两岸。
Though the river Jordan is flooding the two shores.
你让扛抬耶和华约柜的祭司能够勇敢地将脚踏下去。
But let the priests who carry the ark that they may have courage to step forward.
你的道路在深海中。
Your path is in the midst of the depth of the sea.
你要为我们开道路。
You will open a way for us.
你要为我们做人做不出来的事。
You will do the things that man cannot do.
你要让我们看见人眼看不见的事。
You will enable us to see the things that the eyes of man cannot see.
主啊，这些日子在教会里面做奇妙的工作。
So Lord, these days do a miraculous thing in the church.
得着我们对你的爱。
Lay hold of our love for you.
也得着我们对你真实的信任。
Lay hold of a true faith unto you.
我们为了教会跨越300万和400万这两个关口，我们感谢你。
And for the passage of obtaining $3 million and $4 million, we thank you, Lord.
在这背后的每一块钱，都是神儿女们对你的爱。
And every dollar is a representation of our love towards you, O Lord.
我们相信你的心都悦纳。
We trust that all of these, every single amount is accepted by you.
这一切我们现在坛上当作馨香的祭物来归给你。
And all these things we offer unto the altar as a pleasing aroma unto you.
愿你的心得到安慰。愿你也得着荣耀。
May your heart be satisfied. May you be glorified, O Lord.
为着我们前面这么大的一个步伐和征战，我们求主来加恩。
And for this big step that we are taking, and Lord Jesus, we ask you for more grace.
你应许我们日子如何，力量也必如何。
You say how our days, how our days, so our strength shall be.
因为你的恩典永远够我们用。
For your grace is all sufficient for us.
主啊，我们赞美你。
And Lord, we praise you.
真是用活泼的信心来替代我们的小信。
So with an act of faith will replace our lack of faith, O Lord.
主啊，让你那个胜过死亡、复活的大能显明在我们中间。
The great might that overcome death, O Lord, be apparent in our midst.
亚伯拉罕所信的神也是我们的神。
The God whom Abraham had believed in is also our God.
哪有能叫死人复活、死无变有的神就是我们的神。
He who caused the dead to come alive and caused nothing into existence is our God.
我们赞美你。
We praise you, Lord.
主啊，在我们跨步之前，我们先把荣耀来归给你。
So Lord, before we even take the step, step, we give you all the glory.
为着即将来临那荣耀的结局，我们来赞美你。
For the glorious end, we praise you, Lord.
为着你在我们中间，或是在普天之下，你要感动要做的事，我们来感谢你。
And for the things that you will do here and throughout the world, Lord, we thank you and praise you.
为着每一个受你的灵所感动，要进来的奉献，我们都先谢谢你。
For every heart that is moved to offer the sacrifice and offer financially, we praise you.
Hallelujah! 你值得你的荣耀启示，遍地要被你的荣耀充满。
And oh Lord Jesus, you spoke according to your glory that the whole world would be, the whole earth would be filled with your glory.
整件事情我们只有一个祷告，就是你的旨意成就。
Through the whole thing, we pray but one thing that your will be done.
一切的荣耀来归给你。
And all the glory be unto you.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.好，感谢神。我们虽然过了一点时间，我们开始早上的信息啊。
We thank the Lord, though we're running a little behind, but we'll begin our today's message.
我们今天下午训练暂停了，所以我们今天聚会稍微往后延一下。
We canceled this afternoon's meeting, so we're going to prolong this morning's session a little longer.
那今天早晨我们交通一个很重要的题目啊。
It was a very important topic this morning.
也是针对我们目前眼前要跨的这一关。
It also pertains to the step that we're about to take.
虽然这个题目以前早就在我的里面。
Though this topic was in my heart long ago.
没有想到回来的时候就正好遇见教会的需要。
And didn't realize that as we return from our trip, we're right at the place where the church has
been. 我们讲到美好证据第六讲。
And this is the sixth message about the good report.
讲到信心与承受应许。
It's about faith and inheriting the promise.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你们读圣经有没有注意到圣经有多少个应许。
And brothers and sisters, when you read the Bible, I don't know if you pay attention to how many promises are in the Bible.
圣经里面充满着神的应许啊。
It's full of the promises of God.
那光这个1956年12月 Times 杂志上面登了一个文章。
In 1956, the Time magazine had an article.
他说有人统计过圣经里面有将近8000个神对人的应许。
And somebody had taken an account that there's approximately 8,000 promises that God had toward men.
那就着圣经将近32000节的经文来说，平均每4节到5节经文就有一节是应许。
And the 32,000 verses, every 3 to 4 verses, there would be a promise.
而且我们知道讲到应许的时候，它的里面，它的本质都是神来的祝福。
And according to promises, they're all the blessing that comes from God.
而且不仅仅这个样子，圣经告诉我们，神的应许不管有多少。
And not only so, but the Lord says, no matter how many promises,
在基督里面都是是的。
In Christ, they are all yes.
那借着他也都是实在的。
And by him, we all say amen.
换句话说，没有一个是空头支票。
So that's to say, none of them are a check that would bounce back.
弟兄姊妹，中文很好，空头支票跟空白支票只一字之差啊。
And the Chinese is, terminology is very interesting, that is all, there's a difference between a blank check and a bounce check.
弟兄姊妹，空白支票是神随便我们填的。
A blank check is offered unto us, and we can fill in whatever we need.
神的应许无论有多少，在基督里面都是是的。
No matter how many promises from God, they are all yes in Christ.
借着他也是实在的。
And by him, we all say amen.
那弟兄姊妹，那问题是在面对这么多的应许里面。
But the problem is when we face all of these promises.
我们里面可能会产生一个问题，那其实也是神想问我们的问题。
There may be a question within our hearts, and actually the question that God has for us.
我们的问题常常是比较出于小心，就是为什么我没有经历到这么多呢？
And our question often comes from unbelief, and we would say, oh, how come I don't experience all of them?
那从神那面来问我们的话，就是这么多的应许，到底你经历了几个？
And God's response would be, so many promises, how many have you experienced yourself?
将近八千个，每四节到五节就有一个应许。
Almost 8,000 promises, every 4 to 5 verses, there's a promise.
但是有几个应许是我们可以指头点出来，我们可以做见证说我亲自经历。
But how many promises can you personally point to and testify and say, I have experienced that?
所以当我们很多的祝福就在我们的手中平白的失去了。
So many of these blessings and promises have just slipped through our hands.
就像我们今天为什么出去要传福音呢？
Just like the reason why we need to go out and share the gospel.
因为圣经上应许信耶稣的有永生啊。
Because the Bible promised those who believe will have eternal life.
但是很多人不了解这件事情。
A lot of people don't understand it.
他们觉得我今生就是为了今生。
And they say, this life I live live for this life alone.
所以那有的人信了耶稣以后呢?
And some who have come to the faith of Jesus Christ.
那应许为什么对我们还是不够实际?
And yet these promises still not in reality to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是今天一个很重要的题目。
So brothers and sisters, this becomes a very important topic for today.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们不清不楚，糊里糊涂地承受应许和祝福。
And brothers and sisters, we have inherited these promises and blessings without knowing where they came from.
跟一个非常清楚借着信心借着祷告来承受应许这两个是太大的不同了
And there's a great difference from a person who knows exactly where his promises and his blessing has come from through prayer.
弟兄姊妹借着信心祷告来支取来经历神的应许
And by faith, by prayer, you come and experience and accept the promises of God.
它一定增进了我们对神的信心
It will further increase your faith towards God.
它增进了我们对神感恩的心
It will further increase your heart of thanksgiving towards God.
它一定增加了我们对神第一手的经历和认识
And it will increase your first-hand experience and knowledge of who God is.
但是很多时候我们相信我们都活在神的恩典和祝福的里面
But I do also believe that all of us are living in the grace and the blessings of God.
但是为什么碰到考验的时候我们信心常常够不上来
But how come every time trials come, our faith cannot measure up?
或是很多时候我们里面缺乏一种感恩的心态
And a lot of time our hearts don't have words of thanksgiving.
或是我们对神常常是风闻有神
A lot of time we merely just heard of him.
我们缺少了自己第一手亲身的经历
Yet we don't have a personal first-hand experience of him.
因为很多的时候我们就是糊里糊涂蒙叉叉的在这里经历神的恩典啊
Because a lot of times foolishly, unknowingly, we just go ahead and accept these grace and these blessings.
弟兄姊妹我们需要来看一条路就是怎么样子在信心的里面
Brother and sister, we need to come and look at this path and how to walk in faith.
我们亲自亲身的来经历神的应许是可靠的
And personally experience that all of his promises are true.
哦，他让我们对神会有第一手的认识
That we may have a first-hand experience of God.
啊，帮助我们信心成为一个不住增长的信心
That our faith will be a faith that's ever growing.
它也会让我们的感恩的心也不断的增加
And our hearts of thanksgiving will continue to increase.
所以在这里，那么我们现在来看哈，先从一般的人的遭遇跟体会来看。
Let's look through the experience and the common knowledge and understanding of man.
你觉得一个应许对一个人会造成的影响有哪几个主要的因素
？Can you think about the
你翻译都很难，表示我题目出的太差了。这个，你觉得一个应许对人对一个听见的人会造成的影响啊？是由哪几个因素来决定的
What are the elements that would determine how a person responds to a promise that he has heard?
你们觉得哪些东西会影响一个人对一个应许的反应
What are the things, what are the elements that would determine a person's response to hearing a promise?
想想看
Think about it.
谁说的那还有呢
Who said it?
我说的大概没什么用
Maybe what I said is all not all that
还有没有啊
Anything else?
有什么好处很好啊还有没有 ？Experience， 哎呀，很好啊。还有没有？什么？环境啊，环境就是实现的可能性，对吧？我想这几个都是很好的哈。第一个就是
the probability of it happening。
第一个就是应许本身到底有没有吸引力嘛
？First of all, this promise is it attractive？
你今天对一个小朋友讲说，你今天如果在聚会里面乖乖的话，我会后给你一包糖啊。
And you say to a little child, if you behave during the meeting afterwards.I'll give you a bag of candy.
我先说好，我不赞成这种教法，我只是举例用而已。
I have to say that I do not promote this kind of teaching method, but I'm just using it as an example.
因为这种是贿赂式的家教。
This is kind of like bribery.
那他可能今天就会乖乖的。
And perhaps today he would be really quiet.
然后会后跑来说，妈妈，我今天很乖，糖在哪里
？And they would come and say, "Hey, Dad, I've been so good today. Where are my candies?"
你如果对那个已经比你还高的、已经上大学生的青少年，或者对老公说，你今天乖乖聚会，我会后给你一个棒棒糖。
And if you say to a college graduate, or you say to an elderly gentleman, "If you're good today, I'll give you a lollipop."
你觉得他们会听吗
？Do you think they will respond?
不会，对不对
？Of course not.
所以一个应许本身对一个人他看不看重有没有吸引力会影响他对这个应许的反应
Whether a promise is attractive to a person is how valuable it is
你跟这些青少年讲说你如果在学校拿 straight A 我下学期给你买一辆全新的 sport car 一个跑车你看看他们半夜不睡觉都在读书、
And、You say to the young people if next semester you get straight A's and you show me a report card I'll buy you a brand new sports car
我对不对啊
Am I right?
来，他们都点头，你看。
All saying yes.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现一个应许对人有没有造成影响，造成 motivation，跟这个应许的本身发生关系。
Whether a promise is attractive or not has to do with whether it can motivate a person or not.
所以你知道，以前我听过有些基督徒跟我讲，他对主再来，对将来什么神率领众子进荣耀里面去，他觉得那是无关痛痒的应许。
I heard some Christian who told me one time that concerning the glory that is to come, concerning all sons enter into glory, he really didn't think that was a big deal.
因为他在属灵上，在生命上还没有长到一个地步，觉得这件事情太荣耀了。
Because his spiritual life hasn't grown to the place where he really realized how glorious that is.
将来进荣耀哪里比得上我现在给我一个工作？
Enter into glory, how can that compare to having a job today?
将来磨成神儿子的形象，哪里比我现在的牙痛能够赶快好呢？
And being in the likeness of Jesus Christ, how can that surpass my toothache being taken away?
那第二件事情会影响我们的，就是这个应许实现的可能性。
And the second element that would influence us is the probability of this promise being fulfilled.
今天拉撒路死了四天，如果有一个中医说我可以有办法叫他活过来啊。
Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. Now some Chinese doctor or Chinese medicine comes and said, I can cause him to rise from the dead.
那我想我们就基本上都不会相信他，对不对？
Of course, none of us would believe him.
因为连马大、玛利亚都没办法相信耶稣了。
Because Martha and Mary cannot believe in Jesus.
但是今天如果有个中医跑来跟你说，你的秃头，我的药可以让你长出一头秀发来。
But if a doctor who practices Chinese medicine and say, I have a medication here that would cause hair to grow out of your bald head.
虽然已经很难相信了，但是你多多少少还带着一丝希望，对不对？
Though it's hard for you to believe, but with that trace of faith, you would still cling to it.
所以有时候我们还会花钱去试试看。
So we would spend some money and try it.
所以会影响我们动不动的是在于说，你觉得这个应许可行性怎么样？
So whether it motivates you or not, it's the probability of this promise being fulfilled.
那如果这个应许的背后是有要求、有代价要付的话，
If this promise has a requirement, has a price to be paid,
你可能会衡量说，我到底付得出这个代价，付不出来。
And you would probably gauge and say, can I pay the price?
例如我刚刚说，孩子们，如果你拿 straight A 的话，给你一辆全新的车。
And for example, I just said that, okay, young people, if you get straight A's, I'll give you a brand new sports car.
那可能有一些孩子们就觉得我可以，我要拼。
And some of the kids would say, yeah, I can do it. I'm gonna do it.
有人对我们说，有人自己觉得说那是不可能的，他说根本连 try 都不 try。
And some kids would say, forget it. I'm not even bother trying.
因为我知道我不可能拿全 A 的。
And I know that I'll never get straight A's.
所以它会影响我们。
So it will have impact on us.
那第三件事情会影响我们。
And the third thing,
就是到底谁说的啊？
is who said it.
就是赐这个应许者你对他信任的程度。
And the person who's given this promise, how much do you trust him?
如果今天做弟兄的都跟你的姊妹讲说会后我会送你一颗钻戒。
And all the brothers said to your wives, after the meeting, I'll give you a diamond ring.
我不要制造家庭纠纷
了
啊！可能有些姊妹会相信，有些姊妹就不相信。
Perhaps some sisters will believe and some will not believe.
因为 depends.你的丈夫是怎样的丈夫、
It really depends on what your husband is like.
或者是给应许的人到底是一个怎样的人。
And the person who gives the promise, what kind of person is he?
所以以前我儿子小的时候，他们应许我们将来，因为他知道我喜欢住楼，住在楼上可以看 view。
And my kids, when they were young, they promised me because they knew that I like to live in the penthouse or at least at the high floors.
所以以前他们两个都说，我们将来长大一定帮爸爸妈妈买一栋楼房。
And they say, when we grow up, we're going to buy mom and dad a penthouse.
然后我们全家四个人住在最高楼。
So all four of us is going to live at the top or the highest floor.
那我说底下要干嘛？
So what do we do with the bottom floor?
他在底下有一层是给哥哥的太太和孩子，然后再一层是给我的太太和孩子。
So and they'll say one is for David's wife and David's kids, and the floor below that would be for Aaron's wife and Aaron's kids.
我说你们不跟太太住啊
？So aren't you going to live with your family?
他说不用，他说我要跟你们一起住。
Say, oh no, we're just going to live with you.
那弟兄姊妹，我对他们给我买房子，我还没有失去盼望。
And I haven't lost hope in the fact that they may someday buy me a building.
但是我对他们说，将来要跟我们住，不跟太太住，我是绝不相信。
And I definitely do not believe the fact that they're going to live with me and not live with their wives and kids.
虽然我不需要向主耶稣祷告说父啊赦免他们。
So although I do not need to pray and say God forgive them.
但是我却知道主啊他们不知道他们在说什么。
But I do know and I can say God they don't know what they're talking about.
他们真的不知道自己在说什么。
They really don't know what they're talking about.
所以弟兄姊妹当一个人给你一个应许的时候你会对这个人在讲这句话你会打个衡量的。
So somebody who gives you a promise, you would gauge the validity of that promise based on that person.
所以我们现在要回到圣经 经里面来看。
So let's come back to the Bible.
那圣经里面，刚才我们读了哥林多后书第一章，告诉我们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we see.
他说神的应许无论有多少。
So no matter how many promises God has made,
在基督里面都是是的。
That they are yes in Christ.
啊，借着他也都是实在的。
And so through him, the amen is spoken by us.
为了叫神得着荣耀。
All for the glory of God.
所以我们现在要回到圣经里面来看。
So let's come back and look at it from a biblical perspective.
第一个，到底神给我们的应许到底是什么？
What exactly is the promise that God has given to us?
其实圣经的确有很多的应许，主要赐给我们平安，赐给我们喜乐。
It is true that the Bible has many, many promises.Peace and joy.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。